And one more word about a story that may have slipped by you, given all that's been happening in recent weeks. Hundreds of people around the world have died in attacks by the Islamic State, and one of the worst happened earlier this month in Baghdad, where a suicide bomber killed more than 250 people. One of the victims was a young man named Adil Alfaj. He was known online as Adil Euro, a hip-hop dancer, and NPR's Denise Guerra has his story.
Adil Euro desperately wanted out of Iraq, and he had a plan. Adil wanted to dance in New York. He heard that Jonathan Hollander, the founder of Battery Dance Company there, had gone to Iraq to work with professional dancers. Adil never went to school for dancing. He learned how to dance from YouTube, mainly breakdancing tutorials and old Michael Jackson videos. He needed to get Jonathan's attention, so Adil made his own video and sent it to him. The video shows a wide gray pavement, a grove of trees covering cars zooming by. There's an artist, but Jonathan can't see what he's painting. Adil enters and starts dancing. Straight breakdancing, pop and lock poses. Then Jonathan sees what's in the painting.
Painter has finished the portrait, and it's my picture. It was like an electrical shock had gone through my body. I couldn't believe it. Tears came into my eyes.
It definitely got Jonathan's attention. He and Adil began talking through Facebook, text messages, and Skype. They got so close that Adil started calling him his other dad. Here's one of Adil's messages to Jonathan.
Surprise! Hey, Dad, how are you? I training today in my home with the exercise and the contemporary. So thank you so much, Dad. And take care.
Adil had a limber body. He could do a split in any direction. He had everything in place, so it was just a question of teaching him the technique.
But how could you teach someone in Baghdad from Manhattan? Skype. Jonathan asked Sean Scantleberry, one of his top students, to teach Adil. They practiced almost every day for 6 months. Sometimes the video connection was so bad, they'd skip the dance lesson altogether. And Sean said they would just talk.
And he told me a story about practicing in a park. I think he was trying to make a film. And the cops came by and stopped him and asked him, like, what are you doing? And quickly he said, oh, I'm practicing martial arts.
In my country, if people saw you dance, they say you are gay.
That's Adil's younger brother, Bilal. He lives in Belgium as a refugee. He's also a dancer.
If they see him, you know, they will threaten him or they will kill him. It's just the way Iraq is.
Still, Adil put everything he did on YouTube and gained a small following. In his videos, he expressed his frustrations about still being in Iraq.
I'm just a person who has this talent. But no one cares about me. And no one cares about this talent. With all these reasons, I will never give up.
Adil's message gave his brother Bilal, his fans, and his friends hope.
He gave me more motivation to do more and more. Like he was my best example. When I see him, I want to be better.
Adil went on to finish law school and propose to his girlfriend. Last year, he even performed at the Amman Contemporary Dance Festival in Jordan, where he met Sean and Jonathan in person. He danced to this song. Earlier this month, Adil went back to Baghdad. He was watching the Euro Cup with his friends at a busy shopping mall. It was the end of Ramadan and the mood was festive, until an ISIS suicide blast killed almost 300 people. Adil was one of them. His mentor, Jonathan Hollander, received an anonymous Facebook message about Adil's death. He told the sender not to tell him the details.
I loved Adil like a son. Please don't send me the pictures. I can't see them. I want to remember him as a beautiful, happy young man whom I knew.
Adil's friends and family continue to mourn him on social media. They say the older generation knows him as a lawyer and a loving son. To them, his dancing is just a footnote. Denise Guerra, NPR News. Thank you.